My name is Carolyn Warren, and I'm the author of Homebuyers Beware, Who's Ripping You Off Now? What You Must Know About the New Rules of Mortgage and Credit. The number one question people are asking is, how do I avoid ripoffs and get the cheapest financing for my home loan? Whether you're in the market to buy a house or you're a homeowner refinancing, that's a great question, and I'm going to answer it in just a moment. But first, the reason I wrote Homebuyers Beware, Who's Ripping You Off Now, is because all of the new ripoffs that have been invented since my first book came out in 2007. So this is all fresh, new information. For example, I've never seen so many new junk fees that have popped up. And even the closing agents have jumped on the bandwagon for adding junk fees. For example, just a couple months ago, a major national title company decided to add a $40 archive fee. Hello, as if their $850 closing fee wasn't enough, they decided they wanted to charge you $40 to archive your information? That's just ridiculous. So in addition to choosing a good lender, you also need to choose a good closing agent. Don't let your real estate agent dictate to you who your closing agent will be, or you could find yourself ending up paying $200, $300, even $400 more than needed. But perhaps worst of all, five new ways lenders can trick you on their good faith estimate. Brand new ploys and schemes to make their good faith estimate look cheaper than it really is. As if all of this isn't enough, new laws that have passed this year that make getting a good loan more difficult for people. Some of these laws are a real wolf in sheep's clothing. They have good sounding names, and we would all hope the government would look out for you and not hogtie you, but these new laws are actually making it more difficult for people to get good financing and costing them more. So what you need to know about this, proactive steps that you can take so that you don't get caught in the last minute and then end up paying more money than you need to. So back to our first question, how do you avoid ripoffs and get the cheapest financing for your home loan? Get 2 to 3 written good faith estimates. Verbal quotes mean nothing. Don't waste your time pulling out the 2-ton yellow pages, calling a list of 10 lenders and asking them, what's your interest rate today? That is just going to lead you to the biggest liar. No one can be held to a quote over the phone. You get a good written good faith estimate. Now, I did suggest that in my first book, but now you need to take a step beyond. Go to chapter 17 and compare with my list 7 ways that they can trick you on the good faith estimate so that you make sure that you get good financing and you don't get swindled. One of the new changes is that lenders have gone from a pass-fail system for loan approvals to risk-based pricing. What this means is, if you are literally 1 point short on your credit score or the credit score required for your particular loan program, it can cost you significant money. For example, on an FHA first-time home buyer program, being 1 point short on your credit score can cost you $500 in an upfront fee on a $200,000 loan. This is not lender-specific. This is dictated by the Federal National Mortgage Association, Fannie Mae. So credit is king. We must get the highest credit score that we can and take control of our credit. And so I've included in here new insider information about credit scoring, not the obvious stuff you read on everybody's website and every newspaper article everywhere, but insider information such as how to get derogatory information off of your credit report. I've included letters that I personally have written that have been successful in doing that, and they're here for you to copy and to adapt to your own situation. So if you have a question after reading Homebuyers Beware, Who's Ripping You Off Now, about your own personal situation, feel free to shoot me an email via my website that's in the book, and I promise to answer you. Thank you so much.